Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Many people have allowed sports to control and dominate their lives. When men strip off their shirts and paint their faces like they're headed into the battlefield to kill their enemy, now we're headed off to the sports coliseum to watch a football game. Am I against sports? Absolutely not. But the obsession of it is what's killing America. The fall of Rome was a Roman obsession with entertainment and consequently lost its civil duty and began to pass out bread and have circuses. They knew that as long as people could be entertained and give them a little bread, they were great. The ancient Romans were often portrayed as people who enjoyed violence and thought it amusing to see people being injured and killed at the point of obsession. In ancient Rome, people often attended and enjoyed the gladiator fights to the death, wild beast hunts, naval battles, and chariot racing. The entertainment today, as it was in ancient times of Rome, reflects the decline of a culture into lust, greed, violence, and selfish individualism and bad behavior. Listen to this. Some scholars suggest that history is repeating itself and we are now in a reoccurring cycle of moral decay and social breakdown. From the excessive amount of glorified violence in Hollywood movies, isn't it funny that all these stars want to decline and tell you you can't have a gun, but every movie they make has got guns in it? Video games, the music, come on. The other day, what was it, the Grammys? What was it? Cardi B got on there. They're outlawing and taking Dr. Seuss off, and she was thrusting her body with another woman before everybody in this nation. It's a disgrace. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time, listen, it's time to turn it off, turn it in, turn it over.
My God.
It's easy to see that. The spiral of decency. Number seven, quickly, the redistribution of wealth. You heard about that? It's called socialism by definition. Roman politicians devised a plan in 140 BC to win the votes of the poor, giving out cheap food and entertainment, bread and circuses, would be the most effective way to rise in power. Y'all thought all this stuff was just made up a few years ago, last year. The Roman practice of providing free wheat to Roman citizens as well as costly circus games and other forms of entertainment as means of gaining political power through populism is a perfect parallel to where we are in America right now. Like the Romans, the spending of public money for free bread and circuses for the populace, the concept of redistribution of wealth, taxing those who have and giving to those who have not, has become part of the American way of life and the New Deal and the Great Society, and I must add, on the back of COVID and climate change. The results for Rome and America is an excessive burden of taxation on the middle and working class of America. Let me share with you just what that looks like quickly. The national debt now stands at $27.9 trillion. That means that every household's own contribution is over $215,000 that if we were to pay, if everybody here was to give up your salary and toss it into the national debt, we are so overspent that we could never pay it off if everybody gave every dime in the United States of America to the national debt. We better pray like we never have. What do you say? And we better stand up and speak up. And I'm making my voice heard for that anti-Semite undersecretary of the Defense Department because Kufi is standing up against him because he was the writer of the legislation that caused Iran to rise in power. The devil is a liar. And I just want to let you know something. On the very occasion of Passover this year, Israel is going to be electing itself a new prime minister while Passover is going on. And can I tell you something? If Iran even allows themselves to pop their head up, Israel's going to come out out of the ground with some missiles that's never been seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, the last attack that happened in Syria, you didn't hear a whole lot about that, because when Israel opens up their cannons of fire, they don't announce it. They don't even tell you we're coming. They fly in, they fly out. Something blew up in the middle of the night. Let me tell you what took place with Soleimani and those others. They were sitting in their cars, and Israel had been tracking them. I got this information. Israel had been tracking them, watching their every movement. And the preciseness of Israel's attack upon these terrorist activity had this man sitting in a car next to his wife and other family members inside of a car, and they pinpointed that man with precision targeting and took him out and didn't touch the rest of the car. Ladies and gentlemen, when the car, listen, it eventually blew up because they didn't leave any evidence and everybody was gone. And I want you to know something. We're one less terrorist in this world, and he's in hell somewhere. Can I tell you, I want you to understand that America's churches better pray like we never have, because the borders are open, the gates are open, and we better shake ourselves from an apathetic spirit before we die.
Yes, come on. Come on, Pastor.
I go to number 9 quickly. It's on your paper. If you think I'm making this up, this comes directly from Dr. Carl Zimmerman's 1947 book called Family and Civilization. He studies the decline of several civilizations and empires, his discovery of 8 patterns of domestic behavior that signal the decline of civilization. I will not reference all of them, but suffice, here we go. The breakdown of marriage and the rise of divorce. See if this doesn't parallel. The loss of traditional meaning of marriage ceremonies. The rise of feminism. Increase, the first time in the history of Time magazine, they have a transgendered on the front cover. And now we've got women that are having, men that are competing with women in sporting events and outdoing them in weightlifting and in track and field and all of that. And they're losing their scholarships and so forth because we're afraid to offend somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that's all about? It is absolutely leaving this book as the absolute standard. That's what we're seeing happening right now. The increase of public disrespect for parents and authority in general. The acceleration of juvenile delinquency, promiscuity, and rebellion. Refusal of people with traditional marriages to accept their family responsibility. A growing desire for the acceptance of adultery. Increased interest in and spread of sexual perversion and sex-related crimes. We saw it just today when a man goes in and shoots up a massage parlor. What they didn't tell you is that many of those places are being used for human trafficking, and throughout the United States and right here in the corridor of I-10, I've personally been involved in that process of pushing that forward. I brought it to the attention of our first district congressman, Matt Gaetz, and all of a sudden things begin to move and we started seeing things happen, because many places that are mimicking and have a facade as a massage parlor is actually a place where children and women are being trafficked, human sex trafficking. Ladies and gentlemen, this young boy who grew up in a Baptist church who said, I did not want to have that sexual temptation anymore. It is no excuse for him going and shooting it up. But watch your news in the days ahead and see if they don't exploit this young man who said it one day, I'm going to be a leader in my church and preach the gospel around the globe. They're going to exploit that as the extreme conspiratorial gun-toting type, and that individual is going to be held up as a poster boy, and so that we can clamp down some more. The devil is a liar. We better get on our bones and pray like we never have, because America is seeing this happen right now. Number 10 is inflation. Inflation, let me get there. I'm sorry. Number 10 is inflation. Just put me on it there in the back if you would. As early as the rule of Nero, come on, Pastor Mike, there is evidence that demands for the revenue led to that revenue coming into Rome led to the debasement of the Roman coinage. Watch this. You're watching the death of the dollar right now. Are you hearing me? 1973, Nixon took it off of the gold standard. I believe it was 73. Took it off the gold standard. So now there's nothing that says this dollar is matched and backed up with this amount of gold. So when that went away, it's nothing more than paper. And listen, I stood in the Treasury Department several years ago and saw the palletized $100 bills that were being run off on the printing presses as fast as they could. And that's what's going on with $1.9 trillion. Inflation is, and now President Biden said, we're going to raise your taxes. We're going to tax anything and everything. Can I please give you a quick history lesson and we're out of here? That's what caused a bunch of people to dress up like Indians, step onto a boat in the Boston Harbor and said, we are sick and tired of paying the taxes, and now you're taxing our tea? Guess what? We're going to throw all the Netflix overboard. We're going to throw the DirecTV overboard. We're going to throw all of your Hollywood stuff overboard. We're going to throw it out and get it out of our lives because we will not be controlled by taxation. That 1.9, I told you this past weekend, that $1.9 trillion. Up to this point, anybody who was just trying to make a living, you've seen it, DoorDash and Uber and all that that's been going on. People just trying to make a living in the middle of a COVID. It caused everybody to start saying, hey, we'll take delivery and, do DoorDash and all that kind of stuff and Uber and everything like that. And here comes out of this crisis something that could be helpful and people were being served by that. So your government official said, we see another opportunity to tax somebody. So up to that point, they could earn $20,000. Just a few days ago, they could earn $20,000 without being taxed on that. $20,000. Driving their own car, delivering food, trying to make a living. That's the reason why, as a Christian, if I go out to eat or something like that, and there's an ability for me to give a tip to somebody, I give them a tip and then a little extra on that. You know why? Because as a Christian, I want them to know we're all in this in the same boat, and I want you to know that I'm for you, and I'm going to do my best to help you. I'm going to do my part. So now they're taxing it down to $600. So if you make more, if you drive that little Uber car trying to be able to pick somebody up, haul them across town, watch this. Now your fuel just went up. Now you're paying more in fuel to carry them to the same location that you're having to charge the same amount to compete with everybody. And now I'm going to have to be taxed on everything above $600. You know what that says to people? Forget it. I'll stay home and get my unemployment and my $1,400 check. In the name of Jesus Christ, do not allow that mindset to get in you or in your children or in your children's children. Teach them to work. If they got to get out there and dig a hole in the ground, you do what's necessary to keep that mind moving in a working fashion. Because no one will be able to control somebody who can go out and dig a little trench and plant some seeds in the ground and raise up my own corn and my own okra. Inflation brought down the Roman Empire. It's all right there. Why? Because Daniel saw a kingdom of the Antichrist that was going to crush the world that is to come. We are living in the ankles,
yes, my God,
of the feet of that dream of Nebuchadnezzar years ago. That's where we are. I add this to you. The term that's used mingled in this phraseology in chapter number 2, mingled, is the word we get Arab from. When iron and clay is mingled together, it is the term we get Arab from. But I cannot let you walk out this door without giving you this. Daniel said, I see all that's going on, and I'm telling you all that's going on, but I want you to know, and all you magicians and all you soothsayers and all, and I want you to know, King, get this, folks. Daniel said out of his own mouth, there is a God in heaven.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.